Well, Cook County is a top Minnesota destination for people looking to retire. But is retirement always as rosy as we imagine it will be? We're here to talk about ways to make a retirement as smooth and happy as possible is Dr. Kelly Howard, lecturer in the University of Minnesota College of Education and Human Development. Dr. Kelly Howard, thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Hi, Julie. Thanks for having me.
You bet. It's our pleasure. Well, a lot of us dream about retirement, but I don't think that we think about the transition from working into a life of leisure. Tell us what people should be expecting when they're thinking about retirement.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you mentioned it as a transition. I think one of the most common stereotypes about retirement is that it is more of an event when it really is a process. So the transition can look very different for very different people. One of the most common challenges we see for people is really a loss of role and identity. We know from the research that the more someone's invested in their role at work, especially if they've been in their job a long time, the more difficult retirement adjustment can be.
You know, I retired once, and I can understand that. It's almost like a death of part of yourself in trying to make yourself over again as somebody else with new new things to do, new hobbies. When should you really start planning for retirement?
Oh, gosh. Well, if you read the websites or talk to people, they say it's never too early to start planning.
Really?
You know, as a psychologist, my expertise is more in the emotional and psychological adjustment to retirement. And I would say that in the 5 years prior to transitioning is when people really start to think about how they want to spend their time and what gives people meaning in their lives. Oftentimes what people find helpful is to think about not necessarily what they were doing and in their workplace, but what values those activities met, especially the parts of work that were enjoyable for them, and to look for activities or volunteer work or even part-time work that mirrors some of those values.
Well, I suppose going from a full-time job to a part-time job to maybe casual would be a good stepping stone into retirement.
Absolutely. In fact, the research suggests that people who have a sense of control over how they transition to retirement, particularly through what's called bridge work, so a part-time job or transitioning out of your current job slowly, tend to adjust more smoothly and have more satisfying retirement, especially early on.
So if they did the bridge work, would that be the most positive outcome for that transition from your research?
It's often associated with more positive outcome, but it doesn't necessarily even have to be paid work. The research also suggests that people who are invested in leisure activities that they find meaningful and that provide a sense of routine and structure, or similarly have a volunteer or a caregiving type position that they find meaningful, can also be associated with positive outcomes.
Nice. Do we have a traditional retirement here in the United States compared to other places? Do other places have that concept of retirement?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I'd say that the idea of retirement as a whole is relatively new around the world, but it's not necessarily unique to the United States. It is pretty unique to advanced economies where people have access to leisure and access to financial means to leave the workforce at a certain age. That said, there's definitely some unique American events that have shaped the way retirement is thought about in this country. One is the Industrial Revolution, when factories were kind of in full swing, older factory workers were hesitant to give up their jobs, and the idea of giving older employees financial incentives to leave their jobs started coming into full swing so that younger people could take those jobs in the workforce. And another is just the sheer amount of land and space in the United States. So the idea of a retirement community, like maybe the stereotype would be in Florida or Arizona, is a little bit more unique to this country than it would be to other places.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that, but you don't see that in other, like, European areas, I suppose.
Right, right. And, of course, you know, there's a wide range of social supports and services as you compare different countries as well, which affects what retirement looks like and how people are supported in their older age.
Okay. So if somebody was getting ready to retire, what would you say to them? You know, if they didn't, should they look for a hobby? What is your best piece of advice for somebody who's saying, I think I'm going to retire next year?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'd say a few things. One is to just work on your overall health. A lot of people believe that once they retire, they'll be happier or they'll be healthier. The research actually shows that your pre-retirement mental and physical health tend to kind of carry through into retirement. So the healthier you are and the happier you are before retirement, the more likely you'll kind of continue with those positive senses of well-being.
Sure. Physically active and mentally as well. And I suppose stress management comes into play with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know from the research that one of the biggest buffers against high levels of stress, depression, and anxiety in retirement is having a sense of social support in your life. And that's pretty much true across the board. So, for example, people who report strong relationships outside of the workplace, people who report satisfying marriages tend to report more satisfying retirement adjustments.
Is it best for people to retire at the same age, or has there been any research on that? Like married couples or friends or, retiring at the same age as the people in your social circle?
Yeah, that's a great question. There is a little bit of research about that, and it's not necessarily clear cut, but it does suggest that in a married couple, for example, having one partner retire is associated with better adjustment when the other partner is also retired or also home. And the reasoning for that, I think, can be varied, and it's not super clear, but it's, I guess, my belief that retirement is really an abrupt change in structure and routine. And that can be stressful not only for the person experiencing it, but for the people who are in the household with that person. And so having clear levels of communication and a sense of kind of routine throughout the day that can help people adjust together can be beneficial.
Sure. We're speaking with Dr. Kelly Howard. She is a lecturer at the University of Minnesota College of Education and Human Development, and she's here to talk with us about a life transition into retirement, planning and preparing for that transition. I'm guessing that at different transitions in a person's life, like a retirement or when your kids leave for college or even start school and they go to kindergarten, these are all high stress times. Should we be watching for anxiety or depression in people during these transitions?
Well, we know that sometimes big life transitions can be associated with bumps in anxiety or bumps in stress. So I suppose watching is a good thing to do. But I would also say that some negative feeling or fluctuation in feeling and experience is really normal for all those life transitions. I'm not sure that our society does a great job of talking about some of the grief and loss that can go along with big life transitions, whether it's a retirement or starting a family or graduation. People often talk about the celebratory aspects, and they should, but there's also a fair bit of loss and transition and even grief that can go along with those things. And so expecting that and knowing it's normal part of the process and getting support for all the range of feelings and experiences can be an important part of adjusting well.
Sure. Where can people go to learn more and to help themselves plan for a transition such as a retirement?
There's plenty of resources, certainly online or books. And also in local communities, there's a lot of organizations that people may not know about that offer things like support groups for recently retired individuals or resources for activities, during time periods that working people typically wouldn't be able to meet. From a psychological perspective, there's a researcher in Maryland who, as she retired, decided she wanted to make a passion out of researching retirement. She's a psychologist. Her name's Nancy Schlossberg. She has a great book called Retire Smart, Retire Happy, Finding Your True Path in Life. And I think if you're looking for resources about how to adjust psychologically and look for a sense of well-being, that's a great book to start with.
Nice. So it's never too early to start thinking about retirement and how you'll adjust to it.
That's true. Another aspect that can be helpful for people is, like I said, just thinking about what values in life are important to you and what sorts of activities might meet those values. Meeting with a counselor or psychologist about that, doing some simple values exercises online, and there are plenty of them, or just simply journaling and reflecting about what kinds of activities are meaningful can help people get thinking about how on earth they're going to fill all that free time.
Right. Yeah. Well, Dr. Kelly Howard, thank you so much for joining us. We sure have enjoyed talking with you. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I think that's about it, Julia. I really appreciate you having me, and just wish everyone a happy retirement.
Thank you very much. Bye now.
Yes. Take care. Bye.